Welcome back. We are WNST, and I am live at Coco's. We're at Coco's Pub. We're in Lauraville, Hartford Roads, South. People say, where's Lauraville? I keep getting, where's Coco's? I've never been there. I live in Westminster. Well, come to the city. Hang out, man. We're on the east side, northeast side, but if you know your way to Memorial Stadium, you're not far from Coco's. If you know your way to Morgan State, you're next door to Coco's. And if you know your way to Mike Rosigliano's house, you're two blocks from Coco's. So the former mayor and Governor O'Malley lived in this neighborhood. There have always been great restaurants and great places to be here. Coco's has been here 40 years now, and we're going to be celebrating all day with a free cup of soup or bowl. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. 10 times the cash is the way we do this. Roz is here to do some lottery stuff, and she's like a little bit like everybody else, like, what exactly are you doing now, right? Like, do I bring the cans? Do I bring the goods? And it's the food bank and a local thing. How are you?
I'm good. Nestor.
Second time this week. Roz is the one that makes sure that we have these to give away when you come out.
I'm a ticket lady.
I had a $10 winner on Friday, and I do think some people, they don't come. If they win $100, they don't come and tell me. We had a $100 winner last, maybe two times ago here, last summer.
Okay.
Somebody won $100 here, and they jumped up and down. And it's so much fun
That's
to see
awesome.
That.
That's awesome.
Isn't that the best?
Yeah.
Now, you do this sort of work a lot. You're one of the people that spokespeople, and you coordinate things, and you do events. And when I'm at a by the way, the crab cake event that Coco's won, you and I had talked about that.
Right.
We saw each other that day out in Westminster. That 100.7 and Channel 13 did. And what you spent a wheel there, though, right?
Yeah, we normally, when we do events, we'll set up our own little booth and have our own wheel and things like that. But we kind of just tagged on because it was the first time us doing that event and the first time that they had that event. So we just tagged along, and we had a wheel. We were giving away, you know, some lottery stuff and some WZBA stuff. And
yeah. How often would you give away tickets? Giving away tickets is kind of special, right? Like, it's kind of a neat thing that I do it. Not everybody does it.
Well, we do a lot of promotions with different radio stations, and they do on-air giveaways with us.
I don't get a
tickets.
Christmas tree. I didn't get a lottery scratch-off tree. Why not?
Well, we'll work on that for next year.
I got to come up with something more clever. I mean, not
you
more clever than that. It's pretty clever.
Definitely have a lottery tree, a lottery scratch-off tree. We can definitely make that happen for you, Nestor.
I keep hearing on, you know, I haven't seen it yet.
It will happen.
All right. Ross told me it's going to happen. I was wondering what tickets to give away, because we had the holidays. This is 10 times the cash, and this is a brand new promotion, right?
Right. Yes. And that's part of our, times the cash family of scratch-offs. Now, we have the 10 times the cash, which is the $2 ticket with a top prize of $10,000. But they range in price from $1 to $30. The price of the game, and the top prizes range from $1,000 to $2 million.
Now, $2 million,
and that's on the 200 times the cash.
$2 million on a scratch off. Feels like Willy Wonka.
I'm going to talk about this real quick, but the these tickets, that if you don't win, of course, you can enter them into the non-winning. Into the second chance contest. So you can put your non-winners into My Lottery Rewards and for a chance to win even higher prizes with those tickets with a family of games. But listen, you mentioned like winning $2 million off of a scratch-off. And you know last year was our 50th year anniversary.
It's my 25th, and I told you I was inspired. Right. I have a little 25 cupcake here right underneath me on the on the graphic. I watched you guys do 50, and it made me, like, want to blow up 25. Right, you know what I mean? So I say, percentage job, what do you do 51? 50, I don't know what you do, but you have to do something good this year.
But listen, so one of the top prize on the ticket, we put out a special ticket called 50 Years, and the top prize on that ticket is $5 million. And we had a winner come in and claimed this week. His name is Troy from Cambridge, and he won the top prize on the 50-year scratch-off.
He won $5 million.
He won $5 million.
Some dude in Cambridge won $5 million
on the 50-year scratch-off game.
Marcella, I win $5 million the last show we're doing at Coco's, right? I'm telling you right now. If I win $5 million, maybe a million, I mean, I enjoy my job. For a million, I'd stay.
Right.
$5 million, you know where I'd be? I wish I had my crab mallet. I got to find it. Leonard Raskin is on his 30th anniversary. He can't be with us this week, right? Mm-hmm. He supports the Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital. Love you, Paul LeBrag. Want to give them some love as well. But so he's over there. That's where I would be. If I hit it big, I'm going to Wailea. You will not see me. You will see. I will die on Maui up on the Upper East. I'll be out there surfing, figuring it out. That's
well,
me.
We want you to win
I
big.
I got a dream,
if you win
right?
big, you
I mean,
come
that's
see
part of
us.
The deal,
and,
right?
Yes, yes.
You want me to dream,
yes,
right?
Yes. And so Troy from Cambridge, who won the $5 million,
he's going to
put that towards his retirement. And so, yes, he's living a dream.
I hope he
and there's,
crab
listen, there's still another
Cambridge.
Top prize in that ticket available. So the
there's
ticket
another
is still
$5 million
out there.
Ticket?
Yes, it's out there somewhere. So
you got
180,
how many days? 182 days?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not 180.
Well,
100, right? Which is
well, that's with like the jackpot games is 182 days. It depends with the scratch offs when they launch, and they all depending on sales, and then there's a last date to claim. With
I see these tickets, and I just gotta laugh because I think of the Willy Wonka thing where they're opening the chocolate bars and they're throwing the tickets, and I'm thinking like, if you had a $5 million ticket, that's going on right now.
Yeah.
All right, well, they've all been sold. Ross is here. So for you and doling these tickets out for me and coming out and having a good time, mm-hmm. you do this to events. And I think I talked to you
right.
and Doug and Seth last week a little bit personally when I picked the tickets up.
Mm-hmm.
Things pick up here, right? Like we get into March and stuff like that, March and April.
Things definitely pick up as the weather gets warmer. We're out and about more.
Festivals.
Yes, festivals. And, you know, Baltimore and Maryland in general, I mean, is huge on festivals. We have festivals on top of festivals. So, yes.
Well, you like to party.
We will be out and about.
We're a party.
And you can find out where we're going to be by going to our website, mdlottery.com. Go under events and you'll see where we've been and where we're going to be.
All right, so this has been a community and charity thing, and we're inviting everybody here to Coco's. We're doing it at Coco's today. We'll be at State Fair all day on Thursday. I just got a confirmation. Johnny Rollo is going to be coming by, so I'm looking forward to that. Friday, we're going to be up at Pappas in Cockeysville. Luke is coming down today. Sig is going to be here in the afternoon. We're going to do a lot of sports today, right?
Mm.
So just because I am, it just worked out that way. We did dogs and cats and military and people and churches and food pantries. And
mm-hmm.
we're going to continue to do that. John Hoey from The Y is going to be here a little while later. So we're going to be doing that. But a lot of sports this afternoon. I don't get you on much. We had Altra here last time mm-hmm. talking about clubbing and house music and singing.
Right.
I'm free to do. So anyway, I got to get up with all. I love
I have
Altra.
Some sports stuff to talk about too.
Do you? Home run
yeah.
riches?
Yeah. Well, that's coming up. That's because next month we're going to start contestant of the game.
Hold on to the sports stuff. I want to talk to you about
okay.
charity because I always say her husband is Greg from Northeast. I have not done live radio in 10 years. I haven't mm-hmm. taken phone calls in 9 years mm. on the air. Greg was a daily caller. He was a Yankees fan, even though I didn't hold mm-hmm. that against him, but a Raven, you know, Baltimore guy.
Yeah, loves the Ravens, of course. He's a diehard Baltimore Ravens fan.
I haven't seen him in. Where's he? He can't, like, sleeping in right now? He can't come?
He's asleep right now.
All right.
He worked last night.
I've been trying to get him out.
Yeah.
He's been on my airwaves hundreds and hundreds and hundreds
We're
of times.
We're going to make it happen one of these days.
Well, I love him.
I
get
promise,
him out. I can't, you know, if he's not coming for a free crab cake and a bowl of soup here at Coco's, then I don't know what's going to get him out. You know, if that doesn't wrangle him. But, you know, you live in a neighborhood. You have children, the whole deal. You mm-hmm. said drop your child off at school on the way over. Community-oriented things, the things I've talked about here, food pantries, dogs mm-hmm. and cats, the city. I had a couple police officers on Monday trying to take young people and make them more acclimated that the police are not the enemy. The police can be your friends mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. in the neighborhood. We're trying to service you. We're of the two Baltimore guys. It's a beautiful thing.
Right.
What's important to you, Rand? What do you feel? Because I mentioned all this 20 minutes before you got here, and you're like, oh, I know we do this thing in the food pantry and this and that, and you have causes. So, and I know as a state employee, you have a thing too, right?
Yes. Well, at the end of every year, we have Maryland, we call it the Maryland Charity Campaign. And so we have a goal. Each agency, a state agency has a goal. And we give to different, you pick who you want to give to. And the money comes out of our check every, you know, so often. And so some of the charities I've given to was Alley Cat. I have a special.
Alley Cat.
Alley Cat Rescue.
So you're going to make me Google. Are they on Facebook or are they on, where do you find them? Facebook? Alley Cat. Go ahead, keep going.
They may be.
I'm going to find them. I'm going to find out if there is an Alley Cat here. I want to find
it. It's called Alley Cat Rescue.
Alley Cat Rescue. Okay.
But so that's just, you know, a wonderful thing that the state does.
Alley Cat Rescue Incorporated.
So that we can give to charities around the state.
See, I want to use the web. It's a little kitty.
It's a little kitty.
All right. Alley Cat Rescue is leading the way in promoting humane and compassionate care for all cats. Mount Rainier, Maryland. SaveAcat.org. ACR@saveacat.org.
And they just adopted Percy. Percy looks cute.
Oh, look at that.
They got a little cone on Tommy's head here. They got him fixed. Tommy looks like my little girl. Oh, I would adopt Tommy. Look at how beautiful Tommy is, right? So anyway, okay, mm-hmm. Alley Cat, good. I'm glad we're promoting this.
Yeah, I mean, because there's so many, you know, stray cats and, you know, find them homes.
All right. Well, yeah. They are, I'm trying to figure out exactly where this location is so I can, I can be right to them. Anyway, I gave all the information. Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk sports. We'll go back to, thank you for bringing up the kitties. My kitty kept me awake all night last night because she'd been sleeping during the day. And we did Show Your Soft Side yesterday. Mm-hmm. We did Leah Bittinger from Brigham Home Rescue. Animal Rescue. My friend Noelle from Barks, and they were in Vihaley from Barks and Cape Pica. They didn't make it this week, but we did a nice turn for Barks anyway. Yeah. A lot of these folks work with Barks anyway. Yeah. And
Barks is a wonderful organization.
Oh, beautiful people down at Cherry Hill, so go help them. All right. Home Run Riches is coming. I love saying the Orioles. Under new management. The new and improved
new
Orioles.
New and improved Orioles.
I love that.
Go O's.
Go O's. What you got?
So Contestant of the Game is coming back next month. So check our website, mdlottery.com, because we're doing something a little different this year.
You're not going to tell me, or are you allowed to tell me?
I'm not going to tell you. They're going to have to wait and see. But something special, something different, a little added
I think this promotion's going to be...
That you can win.
I think it's promotion.
If you're chosen as Contestant of the Game.
It's going to be a grand slam. As special for Doug. Is that good? Did I do a good job with that?
You did a good job.
It's going to be a promotion that's a grand slam.
That's a grand slam.
All right. Yeah, that was good.
Did,
all right.
You did good.
I don't know when I'm allowed to announce it.
Open,
I don't want John mad at me.
Website.
If we, you know, we have to wait till spring training. Pitchers and catchers have to report maybe before we do that.
It's going
to
launch next month, so... Stay tuned.
I got dudes wearing Oriole hats here with home team sports logos on it. Literally, I'm looking at the home team sports logo right now. So that tells you how old school we are. We're here at Coco's, right?
Right, right, absolutely. And you know, we had the Ravens ticket, the $2 and the $5.
I gave several of those out. I had a lot of winners.
There's still top prizes available on those tickets, even though the Ravens season is over. But we're so proud of our Ravens. They did a good job. And but you know, one of the prizes with the second chance contest with the Ravens was the season tickets for 20 years.
Did we give that out yet? That's soon.
It's coming up. We're going to award the season tickets for 20 years. That's coming up. You know, we picked 6 finalists throughout the promotion, and one of those finalists will win. And so we're giving out that soon.
It's
so stay tuned for that.
John told me, and I don't think I'm playing inside poker here. They're ripping the stadium up right now because they're built. We gave them $600 million, just FYI, if you know, and as taxpayers. And they I went down there. I drove through that area when I left you. I picked the tickets up and I drove 8 blocks.
Yeah, we're right there by the stadium.
And I drove down Ostend Street because how about this? My veterinarian is City Pets. I want to give some love to Dr. Jill Shook. Mm-hmm. She is taking care of both of our cats. She is literally right by Mother's in Federal Hill, and we used to walk our kitty down to her. Now we drive. My wife drives the kitty, screaming the whole way downtown, right? But we were at a cat food, and I buy my cat food from Jill, and because we have special good stuff for my girl to keep her healthy and lovely. And so I bought my cat food. So I drove through, and when I went by the stadium, it was like construction zone. There's like trucks everywhere. There's like, so I know, like, John and I were talking about, like, you know, you want to do something special with the winners, and you usually do it on the field at the stadium. But they've done it. The field's out in Owings Mills, man. I even said to John last week, that's special for anybody to go to Owings Mills. They love that.
Yeah,
so I hope you. So a couple weeks from now, we will have 20 years tickets.
Yes.
Well, I hope
season
that
tickets
includes
for 20
a couple
years,
of parades.
A very,
you know?
Very lucky person. That's an awesome, such an awesome prize to win.
I thought the Jacksonville thing was cool.
Yeah.
I had those folks on.
Oh, yeah.
Man, they had a good time.
It's so many fun prizes with the Ravens Second Chance promotion.
Listen, no offense to 20 years of tickets or, you know, Roquan Smith giving me cheesecake, which he did for the winners on the trip back. I want the $5 million. Yeah, I'm greedy like that. I want the $5 million. Roz is here from the Maryland Lottery. She does cool things. If you see her out spinning a wheel at a festival, Marcella won the best crab cake at the Crab Cake Festival at Channel 13 and 100.7 did. And mm-hmm. I ran into Roz spinning a wheel out there. So mm-hmm. If you're at festivals, wine festivals, beer festivals, community festivals, I know where you won't be anymore. Hunfests, you know, we've lost the
festival.
Yeah,
we lost Hunfest.
Yeah, I know you love that one.
Yeah,
because deep down, you're a Hun. We're all from Baltimore, right?
We're all Hun.
Hey, Hun.
Hey, Hun.
Hey, Hun. We're over in Laurelville. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. Your friends at Window Nation. I got my wacky hat, 866-90-NATION. I have seat cushions here that are literally saving my arse. My wife went to the NFL game in Frankfurt, Germany, and she brought home this really handy-dandy. When you leave, I'm going to do something very... You're one of my bigger sponsors. I have to be nice to you. But when you leave, I have a different kind of seat cushion that I'm going to make a joke about. But it's
okay.
I can't do it with you here because I have too much respect for you.
Thank you.
Well, I do.
I appreciate it.
I am sitting on a different seat cushion, though. I'll let you know. This is my NFL seat. But this thing on my back is like... These last couple days, I mean, this is... This live radio thing is grueling, man. I mean, I can't believe I did this for 24 years every day.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, you're good at it. I'm like, who wears me out, man? You know, it really helps my wife, though, because when I go home, I don't want to talk. I go home, she gets, like, Paul Simon Sounds of Silence.
That's like working events.
You know, you're
when
done.
When you're at home, you're like, Greg, I'm done. You're out and you're dealing with the public all day. And, you know, when you come home, you just want to... unwind, and you don't want to talk. You've been talking to people
all
day.
That's too much partying for too much festivaling for Roz is what it is.
Yeah.
Well, come on by. We're Coco's. If you bring us a canned goods, dried goods, anything really good for the Maryland Food Bank, we are going to give you something really good. A cup of soup or bowl. It is a cup of soup or bowl week. We're calling it Crab Cake Row. Today's day three. Monday, we were at Fadley's all day. It was phenomenal, except when my internet went down. We had great guests, great stories. I cried 2.5 times on Monday, and I cried 3.5 times on Tuesday. I haven't cried yet today because I haven't stubbed my toe. My back hurts enough to cry. Dr. Steve, I need you. Get down here. 1 o'clock. Come throw me over table 4. And also our friends at Jiffy Lube MultiCare, who've been with us from the beginning. Big appreciation to them. All of our sponsors, Wise Markets, Royal Farms, especially the Maryland Lottery. Free lottery tickets, free cup of soup or bowl. Roz from the Maryland Lottery. All right, so this is going to be a controversial question for you because I don't know what, you know, like you don't like crab soup or crab, right? You had a crab allergy at one point. So I'm trying to figure out where this half and half soup thing came from. You know, where Maryland crab got combined with cream of crab.
My sister loves that. She orders that all the time. But I've never had it.
Okay, I don't want to ask how old your sister is. She's an adult. How long has she been doing that? The question here is, you and I are like, I don't want to say we're old, but we're old enough that we remember... That was never a thing.
And
everybody
sister,
had them both.
My sister, we're our range in ages. She's 16 years older than I am.
So she's been eating crab soup even longer.
So she's been around. She's the one who taught me how to pick crabs when I was little.
I'm just saying, I'm 55. I'm proud of that, right? But when I was 35, nobody I ever knew would take a ladle of cream of crab soup and a ladle of Maryland soup and combine
And combine them.
That just didn't happen 20 years ago. I don't know that it happened 15 years. The last 10 years, it's happened. And some places... Marcella, is half and half on your official menu, or is it not on the is it like animal style? It is on your menu. So I talked to Pete Acosta. He did the show with me last Thursday at Fox 45, and he's like, it's not even on my menu. People order it, but it's not even on my menu. And I'm like, it got on the menu because people were asking for it.
Exactly.
When did you put it on the menu? 5 years, 10 years, how long ago?
Couple years.
So I'm not wrong. So this may be like a plague thing. Maybe 5 years ago it wasn't on any menu in the city, but people like your sister, people like me, and I had James Piper Bond. I called him Parker Bond because I'm an idiot. I was thinking Parker Rockefeller. James Piper Bond runs Living Classrooms Foundation. They throw this party, and Brian Billick, my partner, has been a benefactor to them. Brian's written checks to Living Classrooms for 25 years. And they do this thing called Maritime Magic. And they do it down on the pier, and it's restaurants like Coco's that come down, and they donate their food. They are the food. It's a tasting event. And I'll never forget being there, and I'm not going to promote the place that did it because they probably don't want me to, but there was a restaurant that brought a big vat of cream of crab and a big vat of Maryland, and they would let you have either one, but they were serving it on the table as a half and half. And I looked at it. It was in a little cup because it's a tasting event, you know? Uh-huh. And I'm thinking, I never thought of that. I mean, I probably was 45 years old. Mm-hmm. I had never thought of it or seen it served that mm-hmm. way. And I looked at it and I thought, well, it's free and it's here and I like both things. I mean, I like chocolate mm-hmm. and I like peanut butter, mm-hmm. right? I like pineapple and I like pizza, and people think that's weird to put pineapple on a pizza. Nobody put pineapple on a pizza.
I've never had pineapple on a pizza.
Do you like pineapple?
I love pineapple.
Do you like pepperoni?
I love pepperoni.
Do you love ham?
I'm not a big fan of ham.
Do you love pizza?
I love pizza.
All right, so what you need to do is do a pepperoni pineapple pizza. That's what you need to do.
I think I could do it.
It's salty and sweet. It's delicious.
I love salty and sweet things.
Well, then get it.
I might.
Listen, I take you down to Pizza John's and roll you out one of those. You're going to change your life, Ross. I mean, I'm telling you. Mm. So you got to be a little bit... That's what I'm saying. Like, mixing cream of crab and tomato-based crab sounds a little funky-unky, weird, right? Like, it still does to a lot of people. A lot of people are like, that's gross. And I'm like, when you make it into a bisque...
The consistency is a little... But it looks a little weird.
No, when you mix it... You don't drink it like like a half and half beer, like where it separates. I mix it and it becomes more of a bisque, like a rosé, mm-hmm, like you know, mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. And but I had never done it. I did it at Maritime Magic, and I like literally, I don't know that I've gone back. Like most of the time I will get it combined. Most okay. of the time, you know, unless I'm really I was at Costas on Tuesday. I got it combined. Mm-hmm. It's the only thing I ate all day because. They brought me a sandwich at Fadley's on Monday, and I'm like, you realize I'm talking for 8 hours. Mm-hmm. I got no time to chew bread.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? But I wish I did. I am going to get some coconut shrimp here today. You shellfish? You like shrimp or no? Just crab?
Shrimp and crab I'll eat.
The coconut shrimp here is the... Everybody comes from
crab
cakes.
But I don't do coconut.
I'm going to eat it all, and then you can just go have whatever that makes you happy. What makes you happy? What is your favorite food?
My favorite food?
Yeah.
You know, I'm down home. I like macaroni and cheese. That's my favorite. Grilled steak.
I love macaroni and cheese.
I love a grilled steak.
All right. Well, then, okay. So you're old school. That's good. All right. Mm-hmm. Roz is here. She does lottery things. She makes sure that we always have these fresh ones to give away. And I won't say she affects things, but she makes sure we get some winners. We always have a few winners in our pile. We've had $100 winners in the past. People, I give the tickets that they're like, are these like the low winner? And I'm like, no, they might even be the better winner. I don't know what they are, but they're normal tickets.
We don't know. You know, we don't know what winners are. I mean, we don't know if winners are, what type of winners are in the pack.
Well, this is ticket 84.
But it's going to be some winning tickets in the books that we give you. So somebody's going to win.
So
somebody's
going to
win something on the tickets that you give out.
I give these to every single one of my guests ever, but I can't give one to you because you're
saying
I can't
play.
Eligible.
But it's fun watching other people win.
I'm not going to scratch this one, but someone will. We have great folks coming by. Let me give you the roster. We're live here. It's 10:17 on a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. It's day 3 of Crab Cake Row, a cup of soup or bowl. You stop by. You bring the goods. We make it happen. All right. Mandy Snyder from Baltimore Homecoming is going to be joining us. John Hoey from The Y. J.C. Falk from Baltimore Community Food. Matt Campbell had to bail out. I love you, Matt. Get your child well soon. And then this afternoon, it's going to be Hootenanny here for lunch. Mm-hmm. So if any of you Todd Shuler types who love you some Cocos want to roll by, not only free cup of Super Bowl, but we're going to have Rasig here, and we're going to have Luke Jones, my Luke Jones. We're going to be talking a lot of Orioles, a lot of Ravens. I wasn't going to do that this week, but I didn't fit Luke in, and I've been too tired to do Luke in the night and the morning. He was going to be in Las Vegas all week because, right, we were going to be in Las, right? So all that fell apart. So today is Luke's day to come here and hang out. If anybody wants to get a picture with Luke, get an autograph with Luke, meet Luke, talk baseball with Luke, ask Luke a question, today's the day. Cocos is the place. We're down in Lauraville. Hartford Road, come on down. And I know you love Cocos. That's why you're always here.
I love Cocos. Cocos has the best crab cake, hands down.
It was really easy for me to blow John off today and say, John, not for you. We're doing the show at Cocos on a Wednesday morning. Near Roz's house. She can drop the kids off. Come bring me some lottery tickets. I can send her out of here with a...
It's like, yep, I'll come.
Some 50-50
I'll be
suit
there.
That's on the menu here at Cocos. All right. I'm Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore. We're going to step out, take a break. Come on back here. I think we're going to do some Baltimore homecoming. Every day is a homecoming for me because I'm back in the city. So people ask about the greatness of Baltimore City. Cocos Pub. Mm-hmm. I wore colors to match the to match all the parrots.
The parrots.
Yeah, I wanted to look like the parrots today. Back for more. Well, yeah.
You gotta coordinate.
It was 24 degrees this morning. I just wanted to wear something that made me feel warmer. Mm-hmm. I feel like Jimmy Buffett. We're going to come back for more from Coco's and learn more about Baltimore Homecoming. We'll learn more about the why, and we're going to talk some sports this afternoon. We're going to be doing a good turn. And at some point, I'm going to shut up. My back's going to feel better.
Yep.